You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Circle of White Light Radio. You have myself, Alan James, and it's Sunday, the 6th of October 2019. I can't believe it's October already. Where did August and September go? This speeding up of time, which apparently we're all experiencing. We're going to be talking about that later, Event Horizon and stuff like that, with Thomas and Randy, who are going to be on the show in a few minutes. Just a couple of things I'm going to talk about, but first, let's find out what the communication channels are.
The communication channels are email, contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
As you know, folks, website circleofwhitelight.com, the subscription, if you go down to the bottom of the website, there's a subscription option there. You'll be able to put your email in and subscribe, and you'll get up-to-date information that's coming out. Anytime we send out the newsletters to let you know who's on or anything that's going on, I'll send an email out there and you'll be part of it. Your name, your email will be on the list. Also, if you want to make a donation, it's very much appreciated. It keeps the wheels in motion. If you pop off to the website, PayPal is there. I also have a Patreon page. It's patreon.com/COWL or for Circle of White Light Radio. If you go over there and support Circle of White Light, that would be fantastic as well. Much appreciated. Now, just a couple of things I just want to chat about before we bring Thomas and Randy in. In the metro.co.uk website, Thomas Cook bosses gave themselves 50 million before the company collapses. Now, I've spoken about this on Circle of White Light before, and OAM, regarding how corporate companies work. When the corporate company knows that it's on its way out, the board of directors are planning their escape plan, sorting out what needs to be done, while they're telling the staff and the middle management that everything's great, we're doing well, profits are up, and they're organising their escape plan. And this is exactly a typical example of what happens, that 50 million being paid to the board of directors while the staff are going to be laid off. It says here, Thomas Cook's directors have been told to pay back millions of pounds in bonuses they made as the company fell into liquidation. Chief Executive Peter Frankhauser, who announced the company's collapse in the early hours of Monday morning, has taken home 8.4 million since 2014, including 4.6 million in bonus payments. Why does he need all that money? That's just disgraceful. It's disgusting. It has claimed, in total, directors at the UK's oldest travel agency are accused of giving themselves a collective 47 million in pay and bonuses in the last 10 years. Yesterday, the Prime Minister called for an investigation as he questioned whether bosses should pay themselves large sums of money as their businesses go down the tubes. Well, what happens is, when they are hired by the company, they are offered a contract. And the contract will include certain embarrassments and payments to be made for certain conditions or things that happen to the company. So you'll probably find that the company directors will turn around and go, sorry, it was part of my contract, it's in contract law, and the company has to pay it out. I know it shouldn't be, and it's disgusting, but that's just what they're going to say. And I'm speaking from experience, because I had a similar deal as well when I was in that kind of area. So they paid themselves, bosses paid themselves large sums of money as their businesses goes down the tube, while Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell said they have a moral responsibility to return their bonuses. They created this mess and there are large numbers of people losing their jobs. Bosses should hand the money back to compensate those workers. I totally agree. That money should be, part of that money should be taken back and given to some kind of fund for the workers to help them get jobs, or at least pay their mortgages or help them pay off some of the mortgages or make a payment in some way, because that's just completely disgraceful. I do have another story which I might read at the end of the show. Just Alan's week at the moment. We had the THI Ireland group meeting during the week, although I was a bit late joining up. As you know, I'm doing studying at the moment and my head is down the books, so to speak. We had a bit of a chat and everything was hunky-dory, so we had a good chat. I'd like to say a big hello to Perla and THI Sweden, who are having their first meeting, their first get-together today after having numerous Zoom calls. So well done to Perla for organising the group meeting. I hope it goes well. So that's today that's happening. So hello to everybody in Sweden if you're tuning in and listening to the show at the moment. And the last thing before we bring Thomas and Randy in, I see that the younger generation are protesting about the climate change rubbish and saying that they want to clean up the planet. Well, I have a suggestion. Why don't they clean up their bedrooms first and then we can take it from there? I mean, I'm a dad as well as a lot of people, a lot of listeners, and you know what kids' bedrooms are like most of the time. So before they start tidying up the planet, maybe they should tidy up the bloody bedrooms first. That might be a good start. Right, okay, without further ado, let's get our guests on and then we'll get talking about everything and anything that's going on in the world. You have Thomas Williams. People know already who Thomas and Randy are, but just for people who are new, Thomas runs a radio show called The Truth, Honour and Integrity every Thursday, and he is from Liverpool, but he's based in America. And Randy runs his own radio shows as well, Off Planet Radio. I'm not too sure. I have to speak to Randy whether it's a live show or whether it's podcasting. But good evening, chaps. How are you doing?
Hi. Greetings.
Greetings.
Hello. This is Randy.
Is your show, Randy, is your show podcast or is it a live show?
It's podcast.
It's podcast.
It's all pre-recorded. Somewhere down the road, it's possible to go back to live radio. I've done it before. But it's a commitment I have not been able to keep, so I haven't made it. So, yeah. Offplanetradio.com is the website. And,
okay.
We just drop them when they drop.
Yeah, then that's cool. And Thomas, you might as well give out your website address as well, and the radio show address.
Truth, Honor, and Integrity. It's on Spreaker, and we have the website thinkdifferent.thepeoplesclub.org.
Brilliant stuff, right, chaps? Well, we were just having a kind of chat before we went live about what we're going to talk about, and there's an awful lot going on in the world at the moment, which we all know about. And so we have a number of avenues to go down. Now, Randy's going to stay with us for about an hour, and he has to go off. He's other commitments as well. So we'll try and cover a number of subjects with Randy here, and then when Randy goes on, we'll do other things that we're going to be talking about with Thomas. So, chaps, I don't know where you want to start. I think the things that are going on at the moment, we have to give a mention to is the attacks on the alt media, both globally and locally here in Ireland as well. But I know, Thomas, you wanted to kick off with the MK Ultra and the CIA, which brings us into that anyway. So do you want to take it from there?
Yeah. Well, recently, of course, we did From Russia With Love. And the last one was all about mainly what was the what is the CIA and what it was, and the OSS, you know, and it covered a number of aspects. What people don't realise is, and the gist of doing it is to get people to understand governments are just not important. They're just not. Politics is not important. They have no power. We are actually seriously considering working on the control system document to produce a live show, which will explain in detail and show that the government is the bottom 1% of the control system. The military and the deep state are the bottom 5 to 10% at best. And then you've got, you're going into Bilderbergs and all kinds of other structures that are 10 to 15 or 10 to 20%, and then you have the 301 families, not 13. And their whole structure is run on these agencies, which was known as Five Eyes, which is expanded to Nine Eyes, and then Several Eyes, some of which have been poked out. And Langley, in particular, has branches all over the world. People think the CIA is America. It's not. It's Switzerland. And they work with groups like the P2 Lodge. People will be familiar with that. Anyone who follows Fulford was the talks of the P2 Lodge, according to Mr. Fulford, which are not a good organization, you know. And then you've got all kinds of operations that are being run by these several agencies. And then, of course, in the show, we mentioned of what came up in a church committee in the 1970s, that the CIA had 400 agents who were on the payroll, quote, to feed media sources fabricated stories aimed at steering public opinion. And that's the key. That was back in 1970. Imagine what it's like now with the internet, you know. And this is where people have to understand. I remember the first time I came on your show, Alan, I said 70% of the alt media is corrupt. When I knew it was 90+, you know, people didn't accept it. But if they're going to employ 400 agents in 1970 for the media, imagine what they've got in the media now, and also the alt media. And people have to understand that. It's not that certain people won't tell you information. I'll use an example, Robert David Steele. He's got some intel. Well, of course he has, because he's part of the system. But he's only going to tell you intel that they want you to hear.
Yeah, well, it's the typical... John Irwin said that if you bury the truth in a barrel full of lies, it's hard to find it. But they have to give you some of the truth, because obviously, if everything was a lie, then you wouldn't believe it. So some of it has to have the truth, you know, sewn into it, so people will swallow it.
Yeah.
So we have to Randy. Randy.
So the media is a microcosm of the world information grid itself. As electronic media came online with telegraph, radio, then television, what occurred was what is called intermediation, or the presentation of information through an approved source. This is how you got to news. News is mind control. News is basically curation of events on any given day that are deemed to be, quote, important, unquote. And why are they important? Because they are events that have either been created by or moderated by the very same people who orchestrate events on the world stage. So when we process information in any given corner, we are processing information that's been formulated for us. So any media figure, even myself, is in fact giving you a very focused view of a very select set of facts which sit inside as a subset of the total reality. Yeah. So when we look at what we are being fed, we then need to understand that, as Thomas said, 70 to 90% of any given media organ, whether it's mainstream or alternative, has been larded with disinfo, misinfo agents designed to mislead and constantly churn events that are being presented.
You know, the one thing that I kind of realized during the week, and I know I've been doing this a long time, but after watching a couple of videos during the week, the scale on which human, organic human beings are being bombarded and attacked across the globe is just phenomenal. Just the amount, the scale of how this system has been set up, and the amount of agencies and sub-agencies and controllers and groups and outside sources, outside groups as well, coming in. It's just unbelievable. And then, of course, when you look at the what Kim gave us, the infrastructure map, if you just look at that plan, the map that Kim showed us on the video, on the photo, it's just the level of organization to just the control and the people and the system. It's just daunting. It really is daunting. I mean, you know, yeah, as you said, Thomas, before you went live, we're still here. We've managed to still stay here. Even with everything they've thrown at us, organic human beings, we're still here.
Yeah. It's an event in and of itself. People keep talking about when's the events. Well, a lot of them have already happened, including the main one. You know,
well, even the concept that there was ever to be a singular, quote, the event, was in fact a fabrication by intelligence agencies, just like the narratives that sit behind so-called disclosure and ascension. All of these different threads that have been woven into the alternative media and expanded upon and platforms created for were designed to keep you focused on something that, quote, they were going to announce. When in fact the real event is that you woke up this morning and you went about your day functioning as at least a semi-sentient human being, and that wasn't miracle enough. At the beginning of the last century, most people had no way of knowing what was even going on in the town next to them, much less what was going on in Europe or the Pacific Rim or Australia or anywhere else in the world. We were detached into small communities where our most important information came from conversations held over the fence post or at the coffee or the dinner table. And in a lot of ways, this information web that's been woven around us hasn't made us more informed. It's now insulated us from what goes on within our own individual environments.
Mm. Well, the level of attacks that have started to happen, well, they've been going on for a while, but they've been ramped up internationally and also locally. Obviously, in here in Ireland, for people who are not in Ireland, we have a conference coming up. Myself and Steve at OAM spoke at the conference last year, the Open Minds Conference down in Dooley's Hotel. And basically, it's been bombarded with people ringing up trying to shut it down, trying to shut down free speech, basically. And one of the speakers, unfortunately, Clive de Carle, has been removed from the list because the hotel has asked the organisers to remove him because he was the one person that was attacked by these people. Now, obviously, you know, they're going to go after other people as well. It's obvious that they're going to go, right, we've got one, let's go after the other. But I hope that the hotel stands firm and goes, no, hang on a minute, there's one that's gone off, that's it, enough's enough. But these people are just unbelievable in their approach. And again, it's all lies. I mean, what they're attacking is all lies, and it's just the stifling of free speech. And then, obviously, on a global scale, you have other groups outside of Ireland who are attacking the likes of THI and trying to discredit THI and the other alt media that's out there. But as you said, Thomas, there's a limited amount of alt media out there who are actually doing it for the right reasons. So there's only a few of us out there anyway.
Yeah, I knew this when going back in March, was it 2016, when I first went on OIM. The sufficient of us now who have seen through the illusion of the illusion of the illusion. We've all been born into this world with a pack of lies. We've been fed it, and then some of us at various stages in life decided something's not right here, and they've gone down the path. And then you have these agents of anti-life, really, who stand on street corners and pull you into cul-de-sacs, of which you keep spinning. Mm. And anyone who doesn't play their game, and we don't, think different is not just a cliche. act different is not just a cliche. If you think and act different and not follow their model, that makes you a considerable threat to their system. And if sufficient people do it, theirs is collapsing. And what you're seeing now, you've got a load of clowns in the alt media who have zero life, who are being positioned because the main body have lost the information war. That's the top and bottom line. And all they're doing is they're throwing out statements. They have no facts. You know, they're copying the portal people. Portal people throw out statements. They don't have any facts about it. Mm-hmm. No, it's Trump was interfering in Ukraine. And, of course, they also accuse you of doing what they have done. You know, without mentioning names, there's a certain fraudster running a certain group, and yet he's accusing others of being a fraud.
That's being a narcissist, isn't it?
A classic agency tactic that, yeah. You know, remember, it was the agency that came up with cognitive dissonance. Mm. It was the agency that came up with conspiracy theory. Mm. You know, and the gist of it is they're losing the information war. And they can't handle it, and they're sending all kinds of idiotic goons out, writing childish scripts. This one is a fraud, this one is a scammer, this one is this, this one is that, with zero proof whatsoever. Mm. They've lost it. And that's a tribute to the people who listen to these shows and the other shows, is that they've got to spend so much of their energy and time trying to knock you off the path. Mm. And ultimately, it's going to be a waste of time, and those people are going to be left lying in the gutter. Because that's what agencies do. They use assets, and if you don't perform, out you go. Like Neil Keenan. He was a big asset, a big internet superstar, so to speak, and then he got exposed. And then Keenan goes into the background, and in comes Robert David. They always replace it.
Yeah.
In comes Robert David Steele. You know, but they're losing, and they're losing badly, and it's getting to a point of almost childish ridiculousness now in the alt media of what they're calling you out for loop news and.
Well, it's just the way the attack. You know, it's, honest to God, I had it the other day with somebody who was trying to accuse me of something. You know, and I just told them I loved them too. You know. And just send them love, you know, Randy.
You know, what are these people doing? You know, and this includes proper full-on paid agents.
Yeah.
Who will be listening. Listen, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah. Well, how sad is your life to do
life,
that?
It is trashing a couple of people on the alt media.
does that not say something that we must be doing something right over the target?
I know we're doing something right. Let's
get Randy in, because obviously I'm just conscious of his time as well. Randy, what's your take? What's happening in your life regarding attacks and stuff?
So what we're dealing with is what I call the vocal minority. It's a handful of people who come into a group to sow dissent and to spread the mind virus that this person or that person is corrupt, that they're a pornographer, a pedophile, a money launderer. Accusing someone else of the very things that they're doing, which is exactly how all this works. All intelligence agency operations operate on all of the things I just mentioned. They all operate on vice and crime, and insinuating themselves into the dark corners of a given group and then sowing dissent. And it's a mind virus. And the people who fall prey to it then become minions to that control grid that goes in increasingly smaller layers up to the top level. So you effectively now have free agents. You don't even have to pay them, because these people got triggered enough to act as bots inside of the system.
Yep.
Yeah, no, definitely. And the
which is probably more sad than the paid agents. The paid agents, I go, well, at least you got a paycheck out of that. You may get to retire. But these poor bastards, I don't even know what they get out of this except for the serotonin hits and the ego gratification.
Oh, the ego. I mean, that's the big thing. You know, there's some people that love being in the limelight. And when they're not in the limelight for 5 minutes, they have to do something to get back in the limelight. And of course, they don't realize that there's probably people behind them who are pushing them and saying to them, yeah, you should do that, not knowing that they're actually falling for that script. You know, like, say, you could have a pharmaceutical industry or, you know, supporting somebody who's trying to stop, you know, vaccines. You know, somebody might be promoting vaccines, for example, and other people might be giving out about the danger of vaccines. And she's being manipulated by this pharmaceutical industry or some pharmaceutical person, I'm just, you know, in my opinion. And she doesn't even, or he or she doesn't even understand it. They don't even understand how the system works. And they think what they're doing is trying to save the world. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, your constitution over here in Ireland says that we have free speech, regardless. And then people will turn around and say, oh, but that is hate speech. No. You know, hate speech is defined by whether you like it as an individual. Because, Thomas, say, for example, what might be hate speech to you could be free speech to me. So it's subjective. And so just because somebody turns around and says it is hate speech doesn't mean it is. It's only a way to control people again. Anyway, that's they throw out these things, these words all the time, you know, and they try and bait people by throwing these words out. So it's just, you don't have to not fall for it.
No, the biggest the thing that saddens me, you know, I find it funny. Maybe it's just my humour, but it also saddens me that people have lowered their vibration to that level. And essentially what they're doing is they're reflecting their own low vibration, that they haven't got a sufficient of a life, and this applies to paid agents or non-paid agents, that they haven't got a life enough to come up with solutions or improve people's lives. They just want to denigrate people's lives. And that is reflective of themselves. You know, they can project that me all they like. I don't really care, you know. But the problem is their problem doesn't go away.
Yeah.
You know, the agent's problem doesn't go away. That agents in Langley and the NSA are damaging their own country by doing what they're paid to do. You know, it's all right saying, well, you've got to follow orders. Like the military is another example. Well, we have to follow orders. Well, if that order is not correct, then you're complicit.
Yeah.
You know, you're not standing in your own
sight. That just following orders thing didn't work out well in Nuremberg, so I would suggest that should we ever get to a truth and reconciliation again, some of these people are going to have off with their heads for following orders.
I think 2019 over here in Ireland is going to be the year of defamation, because what seems to be now happening over here anyway in Ireland is that everybody is calling everybody else something. And when you try and deal with it, the system doesn't seem to want to know, or is making it difficult for people to stand up and have justice. So that means that somebody could turn around and label somebody something, which is what has happened over here. And it's untrue, but yet this person's kind of getting away with it. And you think, hang on a minute, how is that right? That's wrong. Now, obviously, you know, things are being put in place to obviously deal with that. But at the end of the day, that is completely wrong. And it's just I don't get the mindset of these people who believe everything they hear without actually saying, well, hang on, there must be another side to the story. There's two sides to every story, or maybe just three sides. But if there's such a thing. But at the end of the day, you know, if somebody tells you something, in my own opinion, if somebody tells me something about someone or something, I will put it on the shelf or put it on the fence and go, well, I want to hear the other side. And then I'll make my mind up. That's a logical thing to do. But yeah, there are certain people who just hear one side, believe it, maybe because it comes from somebody who's in academia, or maybe they're a scientist or something, and or but also to research it takes energy. And, of course, people who are takers don't like using energy, so that's the other side of the coin as well. You know, I'm not going to bother doing the research because that takes energy. I don't want to do that. I'll just believe what that person says. You know, it's just unbelievable.
It comes back to the programming via the television. There's a reason why they have headline ticker tapes, because people react to the headline. I said this on a MeWe chat last night. The Fox News and all the other clowns can pull up as a headline, Trump is a pedo, and people will react to the headline. Yeah. The article itself can be about crop rotation in the 14th century, and very few will notice it.
Yeah.
Why? Because they've been programmed to look at the headline, Trump is a pedo. Mm. You know, being accused by pedophiles, known pedophiles, I might add, of accusing somebody else of being a pedo. And it's that same repeat pattern. And people have to, you know, I said, don't believe everything I say on the show. Go and do your own research. It's all there. despite Google's attempts and YouTube's to censor it, which is, again, I know people get upset about certain things being censored, but that's another win for us.
Yeah, but there that you go. Means... You're saying go and research, but that takes it. For me, everything's down to energy.
It takes more energy to discredit someone, Alan, because those people are damaging themselves. It takes more energy to discredit.
Well, I don't know. If I was to slag you off, right, I could easily go da 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 da, instead of going off and researching what you're talking about, and then go, okay, well, Thomas is right about that. It's easier for me just to be a keyboard warrior and slag somebody off, because that takes little time. But for me to go off and actually do the research of what you say, and I can't be bothered doing that. This is the way they are.
Yeah.
I can't be bothered. And this is the problem. And a lot of the stuff is reactionary as well, instead of them future thinking, and we talk about that.
Yeah, but this is the key. But the fact that you just make statements, you inside of you, you know that's not right. These people all, you know, you notice a lot with the sleepers. They all live busy lives, and you've got busy people on the internet focusing on one topic or one person or one group. And it's all day, every day. Why? Because they won't sit down. They won't sit down and reflect on themselves. So they do everything to keep going. So they're using more energy, in essence, coming up with ways to discredit this person or coming up with ways to avoid looking at themselves.
But isn't that the problem? By focusing their energy externally, they don't have to deal with the shadow side and all the rubbish in their life.
Exactly, that's why I said it's damaging. Mm. They're damaging themselves. Mm. Yeah. You know, whether I'm a fraud or I'm not a fraud really is not a thing in the big scheme of things. This is what they don't get. Mm. You know, there's lots of things going on all over the world. 49,000 children dying each day. Why not focus on that? I don't want to deal with that. Why don't you focus on what you've got in your own group? You know, we all know what group we're talking about. There's enough criminals in that group. But no. It's projection. And the key in this stage is to go inward.
Yeah.
That's why our group, your group, Randy, and your group, Alan, is being targeted, because we're asking people to go inward when their whole system is external projection.
Mm. Dealing with the shadow side. And we have to deal with that. We have to do it, because if we're going to have a higher frequency and energy, then we have to deal with that side, and we have to future think. I'm very focused on the energy, Because again, the human nature of the givers and takers, takers using less energy. And when you kind of research it, you look into it and you understand it, then you can see how the flow of energy works with people in general and people around you. And that's why I'm kind of, personally, I'm just so focused on energy and how that works. But Randy, what's your take on it? How are things your end regarding attacks? Are you managing okay, or what's happening?
We don't have enough time. Okay. So I just say this. The longer you do something, the more heavily and persistently you're targeted. I've been in this game now for a decade, and it's long enough that, let's just say that the agencies have had an ability to attach themselves to me in some very interesting ways using devices that I don't completely understand, and actually at some point have decided I don't need to. The crude attempts that are made by people to smear people in the media reflect more about their own low moral standing and their own internal turmoil than it does anything about what is alleged to any of us who are trying to do this work. The attacks come from every corner, and they embrace all kinds of accusations, none of which have evidence. I am demanded that I explain myself to people. I am demanded to defend myself against accusations which have absolutely no basis in reality. And to those people, I've just basically told them to, you know, flip off. If somebody comes and asks me a question, I will politely try to answer whatever inquiry I can. But when you come to me and accuse me, or you accuse people that I work with, and you have no basis of proof for anything, you are simply engaging in the same minion mindset as the paid agents that sit above you laughing as you go about doing their work for them. It's just the worker ants for the colony that sits above you that actually gets to harvest the goods.
Exactly. And you're giving them energy. They're trying to antagonize you, and they will try and see what rattles your cage, and you just have to, you know, we use reverse psychology and just leave them to it, I suppose, you know.
Well, this perhaps then ties into the programs rather nicely, you know, because it all goes back to the MK Ultra and the mind control programs that the same agency has been running for the past 60, 70 years in connection with other agencies, you know. The CIA has been working with the KGB since the 1940s. They've been working with British intelligence since 1909. You know, and they're all wrapped into it. And then, of course, you had the paperclip crew and Menglers and all that, which is destroying Canada and the Green Program. And so this is the non-physical version of MK Ultra, where they mess with minds by naming, shaming, accusations, and all rubbish, compared to the physical MK Ultra that they were doing. You know, and some of the tests that they were doing on people would make people vomit, literally. You know, Randy, you know a lot more on that.
Yeah, and that's actually to say that even if you survive the programs, because tens of thousands didn't. And people who were in the programs often saw or even had to commission the death of somebody inside the program, because that was part of the traumatic programming itself. Whoever was considered to be the lesser in those operations was taken out. And it's no different in this wide-scale thing. You know, the minions don't realize you're going to be taken out too, because you're an unnecessary asset. You're expended.
Yeah. And expendable.
And expendable, yeah. I mean, they're just part of the food chain. It's like this system works. I just see the system working the same way a corporate company works, and the board of directors, which are the obviously the people at the top. Yeah, I mean, just you do expendable, you do what you're told. If you don't do what you're told, you get chucked out and they get somebody else in. The corporate world works the same way, and it's no different. I mean, there might be other sinister things going on illegally. Obviously, of course, there is with these groups. But I think one thing statement you said there, Thomas, was that we weren't supposed to be here on the planet. We were supposed to be gone, I think, in 2003. That was their plan. But yet we're 2019 and we're still here. So their plans have failed, basically.
All the plans have failed. You know, I did a piece back on the 1st of January and said it was game over on 2013. That's the way I saw it, and nothing's changed my opinion on that. And even I remember I mentioned earlier at the show I had with Shane, the rumour, and Shane was being a bit negative towards thinking that humanity will ever rise up. Well, when you've got systems like that are operating at all levels trying to stop you rising up, then it becomes an issue, you know. And Shane felt that they would carry on in a different vein. And I remember him saying, he made a statement, they're just trimming the fat. There was a lot of infighting going on. And I turned around and says, no, they will eat the lean, Shane, and what will be left is a few psychopaths with no wealth, no assets, and an illusion of control. And that's where we're at now. Make no mistake about it, it's an illusion of control. And I can perhaps go into that in the second hour. I'm conscious that Randy's only here for an hour, so. But that's where we're at.
Let's look at some level of the desperation they're in right now. The Greta Thunberg scenario that's been running out here in the United States, and the walkouts that were staged events pre-prepared to lead up to this event with Greta Thunberg speaking at the UN in New York City.
Not just America. This is global.
We're
seeing it all over Europe as well.
So this was the example that I gave the other day in a post I made. Imagine strapping a bomb onto the back of a child, putting it into the center of a very populous place as the epicenter for a bomb that would theoretically take out hundreds, if not thousands, of people. And you would say to me, but you can't attack the child. But at that point, you have a choice. The child's already been sacrificed either way. Who was the monster who strapped the bomb on that child in that moment? Forget whether the child was mind-controlled into agreeing to the bomb being strapped onto them, which is, by the way, a scenario that's been used very effectively in the Middle East for decades. But this child wandering in the middle of the square can only be diffused by taking it down and diffusing that bomb in the moment. And I'm told, you can't attack a child. So you've created an unassailable messenger with a message of doom and lies, and lobbed it in the middle of a world population and listened to it screech as it sets off a bomb that tells our children, we're all going to die in 20 years, walk out of your schools, trash the cities around you, and create havoc and chaos on a social order level.
And the song Tomorrow Belongs to Me springs
absolutely
to mind.
Absolutely brilliant. Oh, that brings anybody that's not heard that will bring chills to you when you look at Greta Thunberg.
Yeah,
no, we're getting over here. I mean, during the week, my news feed in Facebook was just nearly every second or third feed was Greta Thunberg coming up, you know, and I just have no interest because, I know exactly what's going on.
Look at the situation. The Man of Wealth Holding Trust has 6 seats on the UN Council. Can we go in there? No. And yet some relatively unknown kid walks into the UN with a script. Mm. You know, and people don't question it. You know, yet again, it's they're coming up with these successive themes. You know, it's nobody or very few are asking, where is global warming now? Well, no, that didn't work. So now it's climate change.
That's what I said in Alan's week about the kids saying that you want to tidy up the planet. And I said, obviously, do you want to tidy up the bedroom first?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I remember when we left the UK, the eldest lad, I didn't realise we had carpet in that room because I hadn't seen it in about 6 years. Yeah. Oh, look, there's carpet. But they're losing the narrative. Mm-hmm. And like I said, if there's one scientific evidence of climate change involving humans, this is it. Mm-hmm. Skyscraper buildings in downtown and cities creates a warming pattern that is 10 degrees above outside the city.
Yep.
That is the only thing where humans are affecting the climate. And who owns those buildings? The same people. So if you want to change the climate, they can knock down all those 70-story, you know, my building, like my dick's bigger than your dick, buildings down, including Trump Towers, and make the city more comfortable, because it also creates a wind channel. So, you know, anything on the east or west coast that gets storms or hurricanes, those buildings are funneling those conditions and making the disaster 10 times worse than it would be if there was level buildings.
But then again, they have these conferences, climate change, saying how bad it is, and they're all flying in the private jets to have
exactly.
a conference.
It's a laugh.
Obama burned more jet fuel playing golf at Palm Springs on a weekend than you and I combined will ever burn in our entire lifetimes. They run two Air Force One planes at all times.
And all the politicians or key positions are flying in F-16s.
Yeah. No, it's madness.
The American public don't know. They're flying around in F-16s.
And by the way, did Greta Thunberg bring up geoengineering, chemtrails? Has she brought up the apocalypse of the Terminator seeds and the glyphosate in the soil? Did she bring up any of that? Did she mention that she has Asperger's, which is an autism spectrum that's caused by vaccines? Oh, no, that didn't get brought up either, because nobody wants to talk about the autistic girl in the room who was damaged by the vaccines that her compliant, mind-controlled parents gave to her.
Absolutely. And
these Terminator seeds, if people want to know more about the disinformation, if you find the DVD or the actual documentary called The Corporation. That was a brilliant DVD, a great show documentary regarding killer seeds, where basically Monsanto, wherever, you'll be given a seed, you'll have to have a license, you buy the seed, and the seed doesn't germinate. It just lasts for one season, and then you have to come back the next year with your license and get more seeds. So they are suicidal seeds.
That's like the Microsoft, isn't it? You used to get an operating system. Now you have to pay for certain things once a year.
Well, the software industry has just gone nuts, because years ago you used to buy the software and it was yours and you owned it, like you buy a car. Now you don't own the software. You have a license to use it. No, I kind of disagree with that fact. If I buy something, I want to buy it. I don't want a license to use it. And that has to change in the industry as well. Because
you do know that same software now runs in your automobile as well, and all of your smart appliances going online with the 5G grid will also be embedded with those same patented things, not to mention the fact that they are patenting genetic material that's being injected into people. So this madness of trademarking and software as services all goes into a single confluence of corporate control of every resource and asset on this world.
Well, you have the Internet of Everything, and the plan of attack is that they will be able to tell you how many pints of milk you'll have in your fridge, and they'll be able to hack into your fridge. Or if they want to restrict you in any way, it's, you know, George Orwell again. It's not fiction, yeah, it's facts.
We're contributing to it. Hmm. You know, I wrote a piece yesterday morning because one of the members was saying I'm wrong on blockchain and metadata and Bitcoin.
Subject.
Libra itself, they said in their own document, and of course not many people actually read it and then comprehend it, but we did it with the Clowns in Panic show. They told you they don't have funding for it. They told you they can't protect it for at least 5 years minimum. They can't protect it at all. That's the reality. So they need funding. So how are they doing it? They're promoting it in the alt media. Same people, you see. Langley. Anyone's promoting Bitcoin and blockchain are running for Langley and the NSA. Whether you realize that or you don't, that is the fact. You know, oh, well, we've got encryption. That was developed by Langley also. And the NSA, you don't think they didn't put back doors in it. There is no encryption. It's all an illusion. And if you're going to go down that path, essentially what you're doing is funding them. Like you funded them with the Zims, Dings and Dongs and Dungs and whatever else they come up with. You funded them.
Here's a question to ask yourself. How did cryptocurrency get to be denominated back into real world, quotes, money? What force enabled you to take something off of a blockchain and convert it into U.S. dollars or francs or pounds sterling or whatever currency is native to you? Who decided that? And on top of that, what was the harvesting that occurred a few weeks ago when Bitcoin began dropping? And these are loose numbers because I don't follow it all the time. From 15,000 down to 10, with a possible bottom to $7,000 per Bitcoin. Wasn't that harvesting? Aren't they skimming money everywhere? Well, guess what? They're skimming the crypto market too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And eventually it will collapse when they've got certain funds to develop a new one. That's what they did. You know, the Zims and the Dongs failed. And that, you know, they've lost control of the main currencies. Otherwise, the RV would have been done. They've lost control of that. You know, we've proven that now. And then they went into the Zims and the Dongs. That will be the new currency. Then they tried the oil currency, which is why they're invading Venezuela and Iraq and trying to get into Iran. But they'll get their asses kicked. And that's why they won't go in. And so then they have all this oil as an asset. But you can collect all the oil and not deliver an RV. It's not possible. So that failed. So now let's bring in a new one, Libra. You know? And that will fail as well. But if you're going to contribute to it via Bitcoin and blockchain, you are aiding the system. You know, I remember saying something back in 2014, people who smoke joints, you're funding the CIA to damage us. And some people didn't like that, but it's fact. You know, if you're going to smoke that stuff, grow your own. Because if you're buying from the system, somewhere along the line, that money's feeding back right into the CIA and the rogue clandestine groups, which they then use to send unpaid agents in the alt media to discredit people and distract you and do all kinds of other heinous experiments.
It's the people that talk about the blockchain, obviously they have an investment in it, so it's in their interest to promote it and convince themselves that it's actually legitimate. But how it all kind of started, I mean, does this memory serves me well, it was some guy in China or Japan who started this up. And this is the whole kind of, I think that's the story of where the actual Bitcoin started. But then I could be wrong with that.
Yeah, but that man doesn't exist. It's a bit like the fake Chinese
Elvis. Satoshi is Langley. It's right there in the name. Satoshi Nakamoto means middle agency when you translate it out in kanji. They encode everything, and they're proud of it. They want you to see that, and then they will stick some fake player in your face and say, oh, look, now he's Satoshi. Wow, we've got the real live person. And that becomes the face of Bitcoin. Just as Jack Ben with this Craig Wright character, who is, by the way, his professional career was as a security man for offshore online gambling operations run by the P2 Lodge and the Mafia. What Aesop Parise.
Yeah.
It's all controlled. Yeah.
Yeah. It all goes back to that. These agencies, they are the problem. You know, we're going to build a wall. Build it around them. You know, and there's vast quantity. Kim and I were talking about it last week, about the various departments that does this, that, and the other. Well, look at in the US, you've got the DHS, you've got the NSA, you've got the CIA, you've got the FBI. They're all doing the same thing. Yeah. They're all spying on the American people, not on alleged terrorists, you know, because, you know, idiot Bush told us we were all terrorists anyway, you know, and they're spying on their own people. Well, if you're employed in that, is that all your life's worth, a paycheck to spy on your own people? You know, and there's vast quantities of funds being wasted because you've got duplicate departments. We've got about 6 versions of the Treasury alone. Well, we don't need any of them.
It's very top heavy, isn't it, at the moment?
You've got roughly 25 million employed by the US government, which is the highest salary in the world. And what benefit are the people getting from that highest salary? Because it's the people who pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, most people forget that. You know, governments and banks don't have money, they have ours. And the people are paying for duplication and to be spied on.
More importantly than they have our money, they are harvesting our energy on every level. Yeah. The real commodity is human-led energy. You can call it louche. It harvests you financially, psychically, spiritually, sexually, and in every other way. Because ultimately what these are these are energy parasitic beings. You can call them archons if you like. Yeah. I kind of stay away from that term. But they are definitely parasitic, and they definitely feed off of the living souls.
Yeah. Yeah. Was there, you know, money is just a poor substitute for your own energy. It's the most precious thing on this planet that people forget. And when you understand that concept, then we can move forward in a better way. You know, money can be used for good things. Most of it's been used for bad. Technology can be used for good things. Most of it's been used as a weapon against us. You know, and the only way you're going to do that, change it, is not operating in the same way, is thinking and acting different. And that's what, going back full cycle when we started the show, that is what they don't like, people thinking, you know, and acting different. They can't handle it. The system can't handle it. Well, because everyone else is following the same script that they've laid out for thousands of years.
Again, it goes back to thinking. I know I keep going back to energy, but that's really what it's about, because to think, even to think, the problem is when, if you look at people arguing, right, a lot of people react, because reacting takes less energy than to think about what you have to say. And this is the whole thing about, as we talk about future thinking, to stop yourself from reacting. I know it's a kind of Dale Carnegie thing, and it's something that I've kind of studied regarding psychology. But you, as a manager that has staff, you can't go in and start reacting and calling your staff names, because you'll be pulled up in front of HR. So you have to stop yourself. You have to think about what you have to say, and then you have to say it after you think about it. But the problem is that takes too much energy. It takes too much time. Some people can't. I can't be bothered with that. And then they go off into one and they start reacting. And of course, a reaction tends to be more of a negative than a positive, because there's no thinking always behind it.
Yeah, it's convenient, that word again. We did a whole piece on it a number of months ago. Convenience, like technology, is convenience. We have the technology within our own vessel. We just don't use it enough.
Exactly, and that's it. Now, we have a surprise guest that's come to join us on the show. Good evening, Kim. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Hey, Thomas.
Hi.
Hey, Randy.
Hi, Kim. How you doing?
Okay, I'll tell you what happened, chaps. Because Thomas and Randy are not in the Circle of White Light chat room, and Kim jumped on just to say hello, and I just happened to say, would you like to jump in and join us and have a chat? And obviously, I know, Randy, you're going to be heading off shortly, so why not? Let's have a party.
I always leave parties early. I'm the driver, so.
Is this the truth party?
Oh, yeah.
I think this is the truth party.
Oops, that doesn't work too well.
No, you don't like the truth. They like the lies. There's no alcohol at this party either. No alcohol and drugs. But yeah,
so,
no.
Kim, you're not sounding too much like a man, and you sound very alive to me.
you better explain that statement.
You're not sounding too much like a man this time on the call, and you sound very much alive to me, given recent comments.
I am very much alive, yep. And I'm definitely not, nor have I ever been, nor am I thinking about being a man.
Okay.
Right, okay.
Is this one of these many accusations that has been going around the internet? And, okay, and I suppose war next. Thomas, you're going to be a woman. Randy, you're going to be a woman. I don't know.
Yeah. That rumor's already out there. The agency planted that one years ago.
Well,
thanks, guys.
If anybody calls me a woman, I'll hit you with my handbag. Okay?
Yeah.
But, okay, so where are we going forward? I mean, the great thing is that we can all get together and we can all have a great chat and we can try and educate the people. Well, people need to take their own power. They need to start working on themselves, on the shadow side. I know we've said it time and time again. And because things are moving on, you know, I mean, the planet is apparently ascending. The energies are changing. We're all being affected by it in some way. And I have said it before, time and time again, I know I am, and Circle of White Light, about looking at the six people around you. If they add positivity to your life, that's great. If there are any one of them is negative, you have to take them out, because positivity breeds positivity. And that's what you need. You need to support each other. And this is the idea of the THI groups as well, that we all get together like-minded. We might have a difference of opinion, but we're open-minded to listening to each other and listening to what information people are saying. And I have to say, the THI meetings have been very constructive. The Zoom meetings and even meeting in person. It's great meeting people and being together and speaking about everything and anything. And nobody's turning around and having a go. And nobody's giving out and going, well, I don't believe that. That everybody's open-minded enough to actually entertain the thought without accepting it, which is what myself and Steve always call the fluid belief system. So, you know, Kim, give us your feedback on where things are going. Where are you seeing things at the moment? How are you seeing things?
Well, you know, from my standpoint, I've reached out to everyone from the Federal Reserve to this government and that government, and I don't really see a whole lot of progress with banks and governments. And I think the way forward is just us by ourselves. And what I mean by us is the other 99% of the people on the planet that have technologies have a way forward. have ideas, ways to change this planet. You know, there is a new plan in place, which Thomas and I have been talking about, trying to somehow get out there for distribution, but it's all about restoration. It's been agreed. We're not going backwards. And these people have had meetings, even, for example, all weekend this weekend, about how they're going to maintain power and control. It just doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
You know, it's the illusion game. You know, I said to you earlier, they have no plan. And the reason they have no plan is they can't facilitate a plan where they will give us X amount or a portion, but they can't control it. Mm. And most of the recent calls Kim's had is they can't come up with a plan where they can pacify us in a certain way and they control it. Mm. Because, you know, there's been a vast amount of work that's been done by Kim and the team where we've cut everything off. You know, their back doors, you name it, they don't have control of the banking system anymore. They don't have control of the currency. You know, and this is why you're getting Libras and blockchains and Bitcoins. They're creating anything out of fresh air because that's the only thing they can control, but it won't work. Mm. And these people don't get that yet. You know, the problem's not the top end. Those people are complete psychopaths. They're always going to be psychopaths. It's the minions that are running the system for them. You know, it's about time they started realizing you're not getting paid on your monopoly money known as Zims, Dings, or Dongs. You're just not.
Mm. You know? Let me kick in here because I do have to duck out. My company's arrived. Okay. The greatest enemy that humanity has is humanity itself divided.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask the people out there who have attacked
100%.
And attempted to take down an operation that they clearly don't understand to stop for a minute and begin to hold space for reasonable conversations and allow things to emerge from an organic process rather than the mind control system that you grew up in. If you can do that, we can begin the embrace again and we can work together and we can defeat the enemy together because there's a hell of a lot more of us than there are of them.
Mm. Yep. Yeah.
The problem is that
I'm going to drop off here. I just want to say thanks, Alan. Thanks, Thomas. And thank you, Kim. I love you guys. And honor the space that we share together.
Okay, Randy, thanks, have a good one. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks, Randy.
The problem is with what Randy said there, unfortunately, is that they're getting paid not to wake up. Not to understand, not to try and study what's going on, not to try and analyze. They're just given a salary, told what to do, and keep quiet and do what you're told.
Well, that's their choice.
Mm.
Everyone has a choice. You know, are you going to accept a blood money paycheck? Because essentially that's what they're doing.
Mm.
It's a blood money paycheck. You know, Kim's been offered funds to step down, but it's blood money. You know, it's not natural life. It's not the way life should be. We all know that. Anyone who listens to the show knows life's not the way it should be and not the way it was meant to be. Mm. You know, and you've got military people and agency people all saying the patriots. Well, if you're that patriotic, you would have fixed your own country. You know, militia people, they're the same. You know, they've been doing something on the internet for most of the last decade. What have they done? Nothing.
Well, one of the things you said on your show, which I found, which I have to agree with you on, is that you have these people who have certain issues going on in their own countries, and they're hypocrites by turning around and telling other countries what to do.
Yeah, because it's all a harvesting system, you know. The very fact, you know, that America is the latest country or name to be used in the global system. Countries don't matter to the clowns. and to the order in the system. They're just tools to be used. You know, we had the Dutch in the past, we had the British, we had the Romans, you name it. They just, America is the military. We've been in 60 to 80 countries since World War II, and yet not one of them has attacked us.
Yeah.
And it's up to the people to go, hang on a minute, why are we doing that? Why did we go in Vietnam? Why did we go in Iraq? Well, it's the same thing again. For certain agency groups connected to the Five Eyes and the P2 and all the other, the Vatican, you name it, and the Crown, so they get more money, they get more resources, they get more control. And that's the whole system. You know, but the people in it really need to have a reality check. If you're working for the CIA or the NSA and you're spying on your own people, you've got to question your own conscience.
But then again, when if you go back to what you said about the difference between organic human beings and clones and
bots
and everything else, if these people don't have any empathy and have no morals and are just doing what they're told, then, as you said, some of the police officers in America and probably worldwide as well are hired. I know over in Ireland, we were told that they're looking for people that, you know, people that will join the police force that don't have any empathy, because that's ideal for them when it comes to crowd control and all that kind of stuff. They won't be empathizing with the actual population at all. So if that is the same process with when they hire people for the CIA, FBI and everything else, then trying to talk and educate these people to get them to think about what they're doing is going to be a fruitless exercise.
But you always have to try, don't you?
Well, yeah, I told you, Greg, you know, because...
You know, Kim has made massive strides. There's a lot of people who now are seeing some of the truth. It's nowhere near what the average THI or Off Planet Radio or Circle of White Light member has. So it has worked to a point. You know, Kim went into the RV crew, and one of the leaders of the RV was Tank. You know, and Tank listened and gave him his due, saw through the illusion and stepped away. Well, you know, that's how you do. You got to break down the barriers. So you should never try, because the consequences of not trying, it's like people saying, you know, I'll let Kim speak. It's like people saying, why is Kim giving the government money? Well, the streets are going to be chaos and guns and shootings and deaths everywhere if she doesn't, you know. Kim?
You know, part of the issue is you go through this educational process. Like, as an example, last week, the Federal Reserve called the diplomatic line thinking they were going to reach Rothschild or somebody else. And I answered the phone, right, which connects directly to the system. And I said, how can I help you? Your contract has expired. Are you wishing to renegotiate? This is Kimberly. And, you know, I went through the whole thing. You know, it took them 20 minutes to answer because they were not expecting me. So eventually they answered. They said they need their leverage against the funds. And I said, well, we can do something on a temporary basis, right? So we had sent out some money to a couple of banks here in the country, and then they called Mr. Powell and said, well, they want to clear X amount of dollars. What is it going to cost? And they came back with a number. I said, okay, no problem. And I sent that number within 20 minutes. Now, you've got a bunch of order people, Chinese dragons and whatever, that have been promising them money for years, right? And nothing has ever come. It's always Monday, Wednesday, Friday, rinse and repeat. And so I'm the first one that actually performed for them immediately. And they said that they would clear those funds the very next day. This was later on in the afternoon. Next day rolls around, and I still don't have my funds cleared. And they have their money. And so I called back, and I said, well, what are we doing here? Well, we're having software issues and whatnot. And I said, okay. And they said, well, what about all of this Chinese money? And I said, well, I'll give you 1 hour, compile a file of every account and SKR and everything you could possibly have been given by these people, and I'll give you free rein in the system to verify everything. So they came back in about, I don't know, maybe an hour, 2 hours, went in and verified that none of these people have any access to any of the things they presented. And they went through hundreds of accounts. So they agreed. They agreed to clear the funds. Now we have software problems. Now we have this problem. Now we have that problem. I gave them till Friday at 5 p.m. or I was taking the money back. So I took the money back on Friday at 5 o'clock, and they were all in meetings all day Friday and Saturday and today trying to figure out what they're going to do. So, you know, they already went through the educational process. They had some economists in there. They discussed crypto coins. They discussed dinars and dongs and RVs and currency resets and all kinds of different things. And the only conclusion they've come to thus far is none of that is going to work. Same thing. The agencies were all in meetings this weekend globally, and militaries globally were also in meetings all weekend. All these head generals. And nobody's come up with a plan. Nobody's come up with any ideas. You know, thus far, maybe they've got a few ideas on how to siphon some more money out of the system. But at the end of the day, it's not enough.
Mm. Well, the question
that's not enough.
The question I get, Kim, and you can answer this one. When I tell people about the idea of THI and the foundation and yourself and Thomas, a statement that was made to me was, oh, there's loads of people around the planet saying that they're in charge of the foundation and they have access keys to the money and everything else. So what would your opinion would be on that? Now, I know for a fact that you have the keys and you've proven it time and time again. But just for these people who say that, make that statement.
Well, you know, they can say whatever they want to say, but where are you? In other words, what are you doing? If you purportedly have codes and keys and, I don't know, that you're something incarnate or another insert biblical character here, where are you and what are you doing? So if you have an intention to do something, then do it. In reality, the back system is locked. You know, there are administrators and whatnot that work, right? They're not agency people. They're not even people you would recognize walking down the street. Let's put it that way. But we're all cooperating and we all work together. Where is the rest of the humans?
Yeah,
where is humanity?
Well, here you go. Steve said he read an article there. Steve, my co-host from Open Your Mind Radio. And Steve said on the article, again, his typical information out there, it says, it states that the Manor World Holding Trust, a.k.a. MWHT, is a Russian-led organized crime group that disuses a USA-fed routing number to rob banks. Have you heard of that one?
No, I haven't, but number one. But number two, it is not a Russian-led group. The trust used to have several hundred names. Some of them you see on the internet. Spiritual White Boy, which used to be called Morningstar, which is Lucifer. Okay? That no longer exists, that section. Then you had Rothschild Trust, the XXX System, Alpha Omega, the UN Fund, the IMF, you know, all of these organizations used to have and used to be supported by the trust.
Heritage funds.
Heritage funds, the Lee family, the Baruch family, the Rockefeller family, Rothschild family. You had some Egyptian groups in there. Israeli groups in there. Some of the names, Thomas, you've seen in some of the books that I have of accounts, and they're names that you would recognize on the, on the news in the past. You know, number one, number two, I purposely, there was a new plan that was approved and accepted by everyone except for the order. And it's the restoration plan. I wrote the restoration plan myself, taking a lot of ideas from a lot of different people. And then it was presented. A group that attends these Harvest Moon meetings was very frustrated with their own people because no one came up with a plan.
Yeah.
And so finally, 2 days go by, and they asked me for a plan. I said, well, of course I have a plan. Here it is. And it was accepted and approved. Told me, go ahead and go forward. Okay. They gave me 5-6 months to get started on the plan, or they were going to intercede, and how do you say it in a nice way, help with the plan. So that's kind of where we're at, and that was on the 15th of September. So in conjunction with that plan, you have, for example, larger sections like science, very broad term, but you break it all the way down to, for example, the American Medical Research and Development Fund, American People's Research and Development Fund, right? Then you have the same one for Ireland, the same one for the United Kingdom. You have the same one for South Africa, you know, and it's repeated throughout every single country. Hmm. You have something else called the Remediation and Reclamation Fund, the American People's Remediation and Reclamation Fund. You have the American Cybersecurity Fund. You have the American National Defense Fund. And defense fund can be broken down into infrastructure or base repair and whatnot. Technological advances in that particular field go throughout every single field and every single country. So, for example, you have Ireland's People Fund, you know, so on and so forth. So the trust has been split into hundreds of thousands of parts. It is no longer MANA.
Okay. We have a couple of questions in, and I'm going to pass them to both of you and get your take on it. Right. Shane has a question, wants to know, can you ask Thomas and Kim if Trump will win his battle with the deep state? Because I think people are on the fence at the moment with Trump. You know, you mentioned on your show, Thomas, about whether he's going to be involved in the next election and the fact that Kim is there offering certain facilities and ways to actually help, you know, improve America. And he's just kind of sitting on the fence and not doing anything.
Well, it is difficult in the environment because he's surrounded by crazies and people who know no better and don't want to learn any better either. You know, personally, and this is my opinion, I feel after 3 years he should have done a bit more. You know, he was given, in my opinion, he's been given more knowledge and more evidence and more support from the people side of things than any other president in history. And, you know, he's sending all kinds of flyers out for donations for this, that, and the other for his campaign. Well, if he implemented one or two of the things that Kim has given him that we worked on, he wouldn't need to campaign. He wouldn't need donations. Mm-hmm. And the man's in trouble because... he should have, in my opinion only again, he should have arranged by now some sort of a group around him that could have impacts. You know, he keeps complaining about the Federal Reserve. Well, shut them down. You know, there's numbers of bills that can be used of national security. I wrote a piece yesterday for the next show. The Federal Reserve is a national security issue. It's a major national security issue. And yeah, we're allowing them to stay at what is a foreign entity to stay on our shores. And we're allowing an offshore entity known as the IRS to harvest all our funds.
Well, the other thing people don't understand is that You know, the Federal Reserve governs 148 countries' currencies. And if you look at how many countries in the world have their own individualized currency, meaning not the euro, not the British pound, that's most all of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're looking to unring a very big bell.
I'm going to be devil's advocate here, but is it possible that Trump is not doing this because there's something going on that maybe you and Kim are not aware of? Is that possible?
Oh, entirely possible. I know that he's trying, but, you know, remember, there's nothing for the last 100 and some odd years good that's come out of Washington, D.C. We finally got a guy there who's trying to take care of America first. And he is trying. But, you know, it's an uphill battle. Every time he tries to do something positive, you know, he's also being fed a lot of misinformation for some reason in the last 60 to 90 days.
Yeah.
From who, I don't know. But absolutely, all this stuff with Israel and Iran and all of this stuff, that's all a lot of misinformation. But, he is the president, but he's not God. You know, he doesn't have all the answers all of the time. It would be nice if there were people to help.
We both are aware that he fired Mnuchin twice. And Mnuchin turned around and says, I don't work for you. And this is what you're dealing with. If the American people understood how little power your alleged government, which is not a government, has or can do, then we might have some sort of a revolution within the people, preferably not with violence. That's what they want anyway. They always want that discord.
But the people know this, Thomas. The thing is, I had Cathy Sinnott on my show 2 weeks ago. She was an ex-MEP in Europe. And she said that she was over there when the Lisbon Treaty was, they were bringing in the Lisbon Treaty for Ireland. The first time we voted no, everybody said no, we didn't want it. And they said, oh no, you got it wrong, that's not the answer we want. And they asked us again, and conveniently the answer was yes. And she said that she knows that they wanted the answer yes, regardless, it was going to get a yes, even if they had to rig the voting. The people in Europe wanted that, and they didn't have any power whatsoever to do anything. That's what they wanted, and that's the level of control they have. And people knew that. We all felt that the system was rigged. But yet, it carries on. People still, oh yeah, sure, what can you do? You know?
Well, it's the same as Brexit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just spinning it out. You know, and that's a testimony to the people in the alt media, because, you know, I've said it on the show, politicians don't discuss policies anymore.
No.
They just don't. The media don't discuss politics anymore. They discuss drama. He said, she said. You know, there's no journalists anymore.
They're not even talking to us, the people, anymore.
No.
They're talking to each other. Having fights on television all over the world. Doesn't matter what country you're sitting in. They're talking. They're having a talk with each other. No one is addressing the rest of us. And they're supposed to be, well, in the United States, it's called the House of Representatives. Who are they representing?
Yeah.
The House. Are they
the deep state.
They're themselves. I mean, Ireland is a microcosm of everything else that's out there. All the other countries, the same thing. The politicians don't even bother knocking on doors anymore because they know they're going to get a mouthful from the people and they're not interested. I mean, I don't know, many times I've said it on OAM and I'll say it on KEL. The politicians have never cared about you and they never will care about you. All they want to do is they want to get in for the 4 or 5 years. This is how it works over here in Ireland. And they get their salary for 4 or 5 years and get a nice big pension at the end of it. And that's it. And they kick the ball down the road for the next gullible guy to come in and take over. And they're just told what to do. They're all actors. They're all followers, as you would say, Thomas, of a program that does not exist anymore. And of course, they don't know what to do, so they're just following that program or told what to do by the minions in Europe. And
let me ask you a question, right?
Mm, yeah.
Not just you, all the people listening, right? If you hired a lawyer to represent you in a court case, let's just say as an example, and they did a bad job, would you continue to pay them? Would you continue to keep them as your representative? No, you'd fire them. We can't do anything about the people in the government because we're not even voting for these people anyway. Let's be real.
Yeah, and of course.
Why can't you just choose to represent yourself? Yeah. You have every right to do that.
Yeah, yeah. And more people in Ireland are actually becoming lay litigants and standing up. But here's what happened in Ireland, Kim. I'll just give you an idea of how corrupt Ireland is. We have the Master of the High Court, a guy called Edmund Honohan. And he was the guy that kind of, not that he stood up for the lay litigants, but he made sure that when solicitors and the bankers came in, that their paperwork was up to scratch. And if it was any way incorrect, he would have a go at them. And the bankers and the solicitors for the likes of the banks and corporate companies did not like Edmund Honohan, because him being the master, he was making sure everything was above reproach, that all the paperwork was right. And what did they do? They got rid of him because he was causing too much trouble. This is what happens in Ireland.
But see, you're going into their house, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is in every culture in the world. If you walk into somebody else's house, it's their rules.
Yeah.
It's always their rules. I mean, even, you know, from taking your shoes off, right? If you're going to visit someone and in their house, everybody takes their shoes off, you take your shoes off, right?
Mm.
Why are you going into their house and fighting them in their house? Why are you going into their banks and then complaining that you're not being treated fairly?
Well, the issue is the thuggery. What happens is, if you don't go in and you say, I do not consent, I'm not getting involved in this, then you will get the thugs knocking at your door, pulling you out, and giving you, roughing you up a little bit. And this is what happens. And obviously, the police are no different. Over here, we have, our Gardaí, you get trained 6 months. And I'm pretty sure, now this is just my own opinion, I'm not going to say that this happens, but I have a feeling that NLP techniques are probably used in there, because they all come out as clones of each other. And they turn up, and they're the thugs. They you know, so it's like, you know that the story of the, in slavery, you had the servants in the house, and then you had the servants, the slaves in the field. And as long as the servants in the house, the slaves in the house, did what they were told, they wouldn't be thrown out into the field. And that's what the Gardaí are like. They're told what to do, and they don't seem to respect their own ignorance, in all honesty. And this is the problem. They're told what to do, and, you know, they say, well, I'm just doing my job. Well, you know, Randy said it earlier, it didn't work out too well in Nuremberg when they used that excuse.
Well, you know, again, and you can't, there's a whole system in place, and it goes much higher and much deeper than most people think. And from the way the police force reacts to get their funding, to actually have, you know, uniforms and whatnot, right? Everything they need, right? Computers. And there's a politician that has an agreement with some company that may provide them with faulty equipment, right? But there's an agreement and a kickback and all these things that take place. But you're expecting them to fight the system against their own job for their own, right?
Yeah.
So on the flip side of it, there's a whole new system yet to be explored. And it's one that you create yourself. Mm. If you work within the gray, meaning the gray of the law, right? Not this sovereign man thing or anything like that, because that's only going to get you. You're going into their court, telling them they have to change their court. Mm. And half of them don't even understand what you're talking about. No point. Mm. All you're going to do is take away your own rights, meaning your right to travel, right? Your passport, your driver's license, the right to drive a car. I don't care if I carry a driver's license or a passport, but I do care if I feel like going on a trip somewhere, I can go do that, right?
Mm.
So I don't care about their paying this money to get this booklet. And if I didn't have this booklet, now I can't go anywhere. And the only person that's hurting is me, because the government certainly doesn't give a flying bleep.
Yeah.
So there's a new system, okay? It's one that you create yourself. Yourself and other like-minded people. Meaning, our goals are feed the people, right? Make sure everybody has shelter. Make sure everybody has a good job with good wages. No one's going to tell you how to run your own company, right? If you want to pay somebody and only making 5% profit or 10% profit, which is more than enough to support you and your family, now you're supporting 100 other families too. You know, it doesn't necessarily even cost you a lot of money. It may cost you your keeping up with the Joneses lifestyle, but it doesn't cost you and your family much of anything. You've got more than enough for your own family. You're now supporting all these other families. You know, you're feeding a few people here and there. You're giving some people, like you guys did with the blankets and the backpacks. You know, it's a new system. And if all the people just got together and created their own system, we don't need to care who's in office. We don't need to care who's sitting in what chair. I don't care what Pelosi has to say or Brexit people or the Russian president is going to do this or that. You know, the only people that are going to save ourselves is ourselves. There isn't anyone coming.
No.
Totally agree.
So we need to come be the change for our own selves. I don't want to go to court and talk about a technology or this or that because I know it's never going to happen. I'm not going to file a patent because I don't care if anybody takes it.
Yeah. Well, Thomas's idea, when Thomas originally talked about the $1 a month idea, I mean, that is so simple and everybody could get behind that. And if people, if somebody, and I've said it before, if somebody cannot afford $1 or €1 a month, then I'll give it to them if they're that bad. But that idea, you know, nature makes things very simple. Man complicates things by ego because they think they can do things better than God can do it. But basically, or source, I'll say source, because God's a different thing. But the $1 a month idea is genius. It really is a genius idea. Everybody could get involved and just donate €1, and then there could be, like the THI group, for example, every THI group in Ireland or in around the world in each country, if everybody donated a euro, everything's transparent, all the paperwork can be seen, the accounts can be seen, so, you know, because people get concerned about that.
Yeah.
You know, so everything, make everything transparent, everybody can see what's going on. €1 a month, how many people could we help with that money? And that's not even going near the governments or the police or anything, we're just doing our own thing and creating our own system. And I still don't understand why people have a problem with it.
They don't understand it. And the alt media is full of people taking money and then writing blogs and articles and going to Indonesia and spending $25,000 on tequila and hookers. Okay? Yeah. That happened. In this particular, okay, and it's not anybody on this line.
I'm glad you said that.
In this particular case, the whole purpose behind it is this. If you have a 501(c) in America, right, or a tax or a foundation that is considered to be, that dollar is considered to be a tax-deductible dollar. Just like when you donate to the United Way or any of these other large breast cancer foundations and whatnot, right? $1. Okay, and if you have a family of four, then it would be $4.
Cool.
You see, for you got to compensate for your minor children, for example. In the United States, that's 370 some odd million dollars a month. A month. And you're going to either pay it to the IRS or you're going to pay it into an organization where you have a say where that money actually goes. You have a vote. You actually have a voice, you see?
Yeah.
So the whole idea behind it was you can either pay the government and then watch all these CNN people talk to each other about where your dollar's going, right? Which we all know it doesn't go there anyway. Or you take that, you get a receipt from the 501(c), whichever one it is, THI or People's Club or whatever it is you're doing, and you get a receipt. So you take that receipt and you file it with your taxes at the end of the year or on April 15th or whatever date it is in your country where you're listening from. And you don't have to pay the government that dollar or that $10, that $5, or whatever it is you're choosing to do. But yet, you know, you get together once a quarter, once a month, and you all vote on how you're going to spend your $378 million a month.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people you can affect with $378 million a month?
Yeah.
That's billions of dollars a year. You can build roads. You can build schools. You can change the way your children are taught through a charter school. As an example, in the United States, a charter school, okay, only requires that you have proper nutrition and handicap accessibility. They don't govern what you your curriculum. So if you really want to make a change, teachers listening, build a charter school with your $378 million. Guarantee you it's only going to cost a couple million dollars. You know?
Yeah.
No, make the change. People,
it's just it's so much, but maybe that's it. Maybe because the idea is so simple, people don't get it. Maybe I don't know. I just don't know. You know, it's such a great idea that we could.
It doesn't matter if you form 100 million of these nonprofit organizations and everybody puts their own dollars into their own nonprofit. It's called a family foundation versus an open foundation. Meaning only members of your family can donate, therefore you're not violating the foundation rules, right?
Yeah.
And then all the foundation owners all get together once every 3 months, and they take their own bank statements forward to the table, and then you all vote who's going to put their money towards X or Y. Mm.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to be in control, right? Because everybody's been so out of control of their own lives for so long. I get it. So bring everybody to the party. If you want to be in control of your own taxes, your own things, and your own foundation, great.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, but as long as everybody does it. If everybody does it, you don't need me. You don't need the trust. You don't need the government. You don't need anybody. I mean, of course, you got to follow the rules. Don't speed, you know, no drinking, driving, all of these things which keep us safe anyway. But no one's going to bother you.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's all above board and it's all legal in their system.
That's right. Mm. But yet you've created a whole new system out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
The problem is the programming. You know, they think anything that comes from the people is a scam. And yet they're participating in scams every day of the year. You know, the American people, they've been told, or sufficients have been told, that the IRS is voluntary. Now, I'm not telling people to not pay, because individually, they'll hammer you and put you in jail. But if the whole country turn around and go, you said it's voluntary and we're not paying. And that's what can happen when you combine the groups. And that's part of the THI state groups.
But give the pigs their money, you know? Mm. Just take, you're allowed to donate to Breast Cancer Foundation, right?
Yeah.
You're allowed to donate, and then you're allowed to take that as a tax deduction.
Yeah.
So give them their money. We the people with the right minds and the right creativeness and the right connection to source itself, we don't need their money. They can have it. You see?
Yeah,
it's what we do with ours that counts.
Exactly.
But you know, they'll say, "Oh, it's a scam." You know, you had that email which says people think it's a scam, and yet they contribute $2, €2, $5, €10, whatever, to the lottery every week, which is another tax. You know, none of it goes back to the people.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to create a lottery whereby we, you know, it would require a lot of people participating, where it involves certain prizes will pay your home insurance for a month or a year, or your taxes for a quarter or a year, based on how many numbers you got. And some, the top prize would be to pay the house off.
Yeah, and that's a great idea.
You know, these are things we can all get involved in. it's just basic ideas where you know the funds are going to pay your home insurance, pay your taxes, or pay your house off if you win the top prize. And yet people are given $2 for the lotto or whatever it's called, the Powerball. And even when they get three numbers, what do? They don't put the $3 or $4 where they've gained something. They started off with two, they come back with $4. Now, I'll have another ticket.
Yeah.
Or check the box on your taxes, a dollar to donate to the blah, blah campaign, or, you know, the St. Jude's Foundation at the local it's Walgreens here, but it's Boots, I think, over there. But, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, we're willing to do that because we think of children that are dying of cancer, and that's great. But what about the guy that just needs funding for the cure for cancer? Why don't you talk to that?
Well, I'll have to jump in here on that, Kim, because we already had David Noakes and his partner, Lynn, who had, he put together GC Math to actually, and he cured, and I'm going to say the word cured, or maybe remission, of loads of people with cancer. And now she's in a French jail, and they're trying to jail him as well. This is what they do.
Kim had the same with the guy in Brazil.
Because everybody's talking about it. Mm. Everybody is talking about it on the phone, on the radio shows. Mm. You know, everybody's looking for that recognition. Mm. It's not recognition that you need. You do things quietly.
Yeah.
That's what the Russians do. I mean, they have all kinds of cures for all kinds of things, and they're treating all their people every day. You know, there's stem cell things that have been going on in Mexico since the 80s. But nobody here in the States, everybody's arguing with all these politicians to get it passed to make it legal. Mm. Why? If you got $378 million, right, in a month, you can send hundreds of people to Mexico to go get stem cell treatment. Why do you have to talk to these people? You see, that's the difference. Mm.
Same in Cuba. Cuba had it was fairly expensive, but they had a cure for eczema. But it actually cured it, not dealt with the symptoms of it. It cured it.
Yeah.
They tried to get it on the export license. No chance. You know, and Kim spoke to a guy, and the trust was going to fund $10 billion for the whole village. And Kim can talk more about that. But this guy has been curing cancer for a long time, including heads of state. But you know,
yeah, no.
Suddenly the clowns come in and say this is bogus, this is rogue, and they're rogue and they're frauds, and that's how they do it. But it's up to the people to go, no, we want to have a look at that.
Yeah. Again, it's waking people up. Tash, who's a THI member, has a question and a suggestion. And she said, THI Ireland start a community fund on these lines with the intention of building one of Thomas's villages. Be fantastic, you know? I think we can start off small. Something like that would be quite big. But we can start off small. Even if we got 100,000 people donating €1 a month, that's 100,000 coming in a month. The amount of things, amount of groups and amount of things that we can do, even with 100,000, would be incredible. Because Ireland only has a population of 4.5 million people. So we're a small country, but we could do a lot with that in Ireland with that money. You know?
Yeah. For, you know, 5%, you know. If everyone did it, you know, you've got 4.5 million. But even if 10%, you've got 450,000.
I think the fear with most people is that when they donate, they're going, oh well, here's another donation system, and are people going to rip off the money or pay themselves big salaries and admins and all that? And the whole idea of the THI model is to think different. And I think everybody in THI Ireland and THI groups around the, I won't say all of them, but, you know, a handful of THI groups around the different countries understand it. They get it. And the whole idea is to not to be out there getting the ego stroked and saying, look how good we are and look how brilliant we are. Just get on and do it. That's it.
Bring the person
forward, right? So if you have a person that's going to be homeless, let's say, they're about to take their house and the house is in foreclosure, you bring them forward to your THI meeting, you all do a call, right? Mm-hmm. And if you all decide that that's what you want to do, then everybody donates their dollar to this person's mortgage, right? Mm-hmm. Directly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, no one has to give anybody else any money to make it work. Mm. But you all voted. You all decided it's what you were going to do. Now everybody has to take the personal responsibility to take their dollar and put it towards Jim Jones' mortgage.
Mm.
You send it directly to the mortgage company or the insurance company or whatever else it is. Believe you me, when it comes to paying someone's electric bill, they don't care if it comes from Bozo the Clown, as long as it's paid.
Exactly, yeah.
And, you know, if everybody donates a quarter or whatever it is you decide to pay this elderly person's bill, and, you know, look them in the face, go make a Zoom call and have them plead their case to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course,
when the funds comes out, THI transfers to the People's Club, and the shows would be about work that's been done. So it becomes promotion, self-promotional in many ways. Look, you know, like what you did, Alan, with the blankets and the homeless people.
Mm.
There's your proof of actions taken, you know, and then where the mouth gets out very, very quickly.
Mm.
These people are actually helping us. And once it goes viral, which can range from 3% to 10%, it changes. You know, if people think that, you know, I don't want to give a dollar, but why are you giving $2 for the lottery ticket, which you know full well the chances of winning are slim to none?
Or $5 for a coffee in Starbucks, which...
Yeah, yeah. Well, in that $2, everybody win. The people win.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
It may not be you, but eventually, as it expands, we talked about the circles and connecting circles. As it expands, it will impact all because it will just keep growing. And, you know, that's the gist of it.
Okay.
You know, need not greed.
We have a question on the chat room there. Well, it's a statement more so saying, we can't pay anything, can't pay debt with debt, just aggravating it.
Well, that is a long-term issue. I agree. We should have an asset-based trading system. Mm. You know, I agree that we should have gold-backed currencies or some kind of medium that people can touch, taste, and feel.
Mm.
But at this moment, where we're all sitting, right, the people, where we're all sitting is the changes we can make. Okay, so let's just say, and let me give you an example. So if Trump gets on TV today, this evening on the evening news, and he tells everybody the United States has now gone back to a gold standard, and we have X amount of metric tons of gold on deposit, and it's backing all the dollars in the world. Okay, that's good, right?
Mm.
But how does that change your life?
Mm.
Is it going to take that dollar that's in your pocket and make it worth more? Can you buy more bread for your family? What can you do with your now gold-backed dollar or U.S. note or Treasury Reserve note or Hostess Twinkie or whatever your currency is? The answer is nothing. It's not going to save your house from foreclosure. It's not going to buy you a plane ticket to go see your family. It's going to do nothing for you. But the fixing that road so you can get to work or fixing your car that keeps breaking down or getting someone a new car or maybe helping a veteran get a handicap package for their car so they can actually drive again and have some sense of independence. You know, this is what you can do. That is what the People's Club was designed to do.
Hmm.
Dollar a month, tax deductible. Put the dollar in, then everybody votes if Jim Jones can get a handicap package for his vehicle or a new car. Or another car, you see?
Yeah, no.
You pay to the IRS anyway, and then it's just like throwing it out the window. You get nothing out of it.
Of course, and I'd love to be able to do that. Myself and Steve enjoyed doing that, getting involved with the homeless charities, and doing the bits and pieces that we've done and other projects that we've been involved in, it was very satisfying. And the fact that it was purely to help out, and unfortunately, just things that we did, obviously, that we didn't advertise. And there's other things that you have to do and let people know, because it has to be transparency. So there's other things that we've done that we didn't say that we did. But we both enjoyed doing that. You know, it was just nice to know that you're helping your fellow human being, and there's nothing coming back. We don't want anything back from it or anything else. It's just purely to help out. And thanks to the listeners who donated the money to help us for us to do that. And we'd love to be able to do more of that, but unfortunately, we don't have the funds to do that. I don't have the funds to do that at the moment, so I can't do any more of that. But this is the whole idea of why I set up Patreon with Circle of White Light as well. To, if the funds came in, then I would be doing that, and then I'd be obviously reporting back to the listeners as to the projects that I've been involved in, or get THI involved, where we'd all get involved in and get projects done. You know, and build it up, you know, like a snowball going down a hill. I'd like to be able to build that up. But how do you convince people that that's what you want to do, and that's how easy it is to do it? I don't know. I really don't know.
Because they're welcome to join you.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to, you know, okay, so if their dollar a month would buy 10 sleeping bags or whatever it is you're choosing your project is, right? Mm. Then drop the sleeping bag off at this address or mail it here or whatever. I mean, we don't need, you see what I'm saying?
Mm.
Go to your thrift store and buy some clothing. You know, you'll put a list of the items. If you don't want to give money and you don't believe in giving money, then do that, or show up on the day of the event, right? Donate your dollar, goes towards everything. Show up on the day of the event and help us, right? Or help you.
Yeah.
In this particular case, no one's stopping anybody. No one has to believe the pictures on the internet that this actually happened. Go. Mm.
Yeah.
Get involved. Yeah. Get involved. It's
you can donate airline miles to people. People can get hotel rooms with airline miles or hotel points, or, you know, there's all kinds of mediums out there to help someone get off the street for the night.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to just stop you there for a minute. I'm going to let people know that we are coming to the top of the hour, and basically we're going to have to leave people on PIR because we're going to carry on for another 30 minutes, thanks to Thomas and Kim. But we are going to take a little bit of a music break for now, so let people have a toilet break or put the kettle on, have a cup of tea, and then we're going to do an extra 30 minutes. So if you just bear with us for a minute, we'll go off to a musical break and we'll be back after this.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Was brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world. Better place. for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel. There are dreams. Stop existing and start living. Always growing, make a better world, make a better world. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for living, make a better place for you.
Listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
Okay, folks, we're back. We're doing an extra 30 minutes. We're with Thomas from THI and Kim from the Foundation. We had Randy on earlier, but he had to go and do a few things there. But we're going to hang around for another 30 minutes, thanks to Thomas and Kim. And we're going to talk about what's going on in the world. Now, there is a question here that's in, Thomas, and it's a kind of, it's off the beaten track, but I'm going to put it out there anyway. And Peter wants to know, what landed in Chile, mysterious fireball that crashed in Chile is not meteor, scientists say. Do you think it was?
I've no idea, but this is funny. Some of the machines were down in that region, and so I would suggest there's a possibility it was something to do with the SSP.
So anything kind of aerial, would you point to the SSP for that?
Most of the craft that are flying around are connected with the SSP, and the SSP are not good in any way, shape or form, despite what the two alt media clowns tell you.
Okay, something to bear in mind. So we just before the break, we were talking about the whole euro idea or the dollar idea for donations. We're coming into 2020, and obviously I'm hoping that there's going to be changes and people, the energy will change and maybe people will see it. Already has. Okay. When do you think, do you think there was an energy change this year or sometime this year for that?
Yes, several.
Okay.
Several. You know, we had the galactic wave coming in since 2002. That was changing things and people's perspective on life. People then suddenly were having visions and dreams and seeing a different reality and an experience and a different frequency. There's a lot within our own group who have all felt that change. And part of the problem is people forget that has been the change. You know, there's this mindset that change is always the future. Well, the events piece of it proves it's not. It's the past. You know, technology is the future. No, all of it. There is no new technology. It's all the past. And then, of course, in May of last year, there was the increase in a different type of energy, which is the source-based energy. And there's been incremental increases in that, which we did say the effects of what would happen after that have all unfolded for the people to see. You know, there'll be problems with relationships. There would be people exposing themselves. And we've seen it in vast quantities. You know, and if you work on the self, you have bundles of abilities that are untapped. And this is the gist of what I do with THI, is to get people out of the astral layer. Mm. And where their frequency and their DNA, so-called junk DNA, kicks in on the mental planes, providing you are responsible with it. That's the key, because you will lose it. And I've seen people rather close to me lose it because they have been irresponsible. Suddenly they think they're God and they can go and wipe this people out and this being out and all this nonsense. You know, and that's the gist. It's getting as many people, it's like a salvage operation in many ways, is getting as many people out of the astral, which is the harvesting center, and onto the mental planes. When your so-called junk DNA kicks in, then you don't look, you see. Mm. You don't listen, you hear. And different senses and abilities kick in. And you know, unfortunately, there's only a few who are doing it. Compared to the rest of the population at the moment. But everyone has that natural ability. It's not special, it's not super, it's not any one of these superlatives. It's your own natural abilities. This is why I don't particularly like technology. You know, we have all the tools. And people realize how important they are and how precious they are. Mm. And life force energy, pieces of paper have no value. Mm. Life force energy has everything. Mm. And that's the gist of what we're trying to do, what I'm trying to do with THI, is to empower people to be themselves of what they're supposed to have been. Mm. And you, like Kim said earlier, you don't need politicians. We don't need any of their systems. When you come into your own sovereignty and recognize your own abilities,
yeah, I just think that the knowledge has been taken away. We've been all brainwashed. The politicians are there to justify their existence, the nanny state and everything else, and the fact that we're not worthy. And we have to look up them. They're not even leaders. They're just followers. Again,
all of them.
Yeah.
They're all clowns. Mm. They're all clowns wearing masks. You know, this is why, you know, you got the film industry and they all have red carpet events and they all slap each other on the back and give each other medals and awards. It's all a distraction program. Mm. You know, on the last show, you know, I'm Mary Magdalene. And I'm, what was it, Imhotep. Really? well, what are you doing?
Sorry, I couldn't help but laugh.
I'm Zeus. So I said to Zeus, why aren't you throwing lightning bolts at the cabal? If you're Zeus, then why aren't you doing it?
Yeah.
It's stupid. Did you really think Mary Magdalene would be going around the world chasing RVs?
Yeah.
No. Jesus. If you're going to be Jesus, follow the model, which is not empowering the self, I'm all important. It's about empowering the people. It's an archetype.
Yeah. And also the people that, the people that were in history, and I'll pass this over to Kim. Kim, the people who were involved with the trust before you were involved with it, like of Nelson Mandela, and can you give us the names of these people? Because these people, some of these people are looked up at by the population, think, wasn't that person a great person or a great man, a great woman? But yeah, if they had access to the trust, and they could have easily released the funds to help their country and help certain people, and they didn't, then they're not such a great person after all. And could you give us the names of a few of these people?
Well, Arafat was one.
Okay.
Oops.
Yeah. John Kennedy.
Oops.
Okay.
Putin. The Li family of China.
Gaddafi.
Yeah. Gaddafi was another. Bush. Senior. Prescott Bush, also.
Marcos.
Mm-hmm. Let's go around the world here.
Mandela?
Khomeini.
Yeah.
Khomeini.
Mm.
Mandela. Mm. But remember something, though. We could sit here and list names after names after names and king after king, King Solomon, all the way back, keep going further. These people were created by my predecessor on this level to be your saviors. And they created also and funded also at the same exact time your boogeymen.
Yeah.
So never forget for one second that anybody, any of these names that we may list, Queen of England, right? Never forget any of these names that we list were paid to be your savior. Now, some of them did a little more good than maybe, but there was also a counterbalance in place at the same time to only allow them to do so much good. Gaddafi went off their radar, right? And when he built that waterway throughout Africa to try to make Libya the breadbasket of Africa after they had destroyed Ethiopia. Remember, the day, almost to the day, it took him 30 years to build it, and almost to the day that was completed, he died. He was murdered. General Kadiki, who was responsible for his murder, right, was promised that he would be the president of Libya and have access to the trust when they didn't have access anymore. Mm. People making promise. Angola, another one. They took all the diamonds out of Angola, transported them to Dubai, and still they're sitting there, hundreds of thousands of carats, and the people of Angola have no money and no food. All they did was steal their stuff. President of Zimbabwe, it wasn't their token Rothschild guy who was going to assign all their in-ground resources over to the Rothschilds for supposedly wonderful things they were going to do for the country. The birth certificate program out of Belgium with the XN system. You give us all your people's birth certificates and we're going to give you all this money for socio-humanitarian programs, which never really happened. To some extent, maybe, but never really happened. It's all about my predecessor was a dictator. He would even tell you if he was still alive to this day, he was a dictator. And he had an intention of being the king of the world. So he convinced all of these trustees, all of these people, to go out and get things that he wanted whether it's all the rare earth minerals, for example, that are located in Chile, which you mentioned earlier.
Mm. Yeah.
The SSP is desperately looking for rare earth minerals anywhere because they need to create fuel to go somewhere that they're not permitted to go anyway. They're trying to continue a program that doesn't exist anymore.
Failed.
So they're looking, failed. They're looking for rare earth minerals because they think China has all of the rare earth minerals locked up, which they don't, to all the Africans listening to this call. You don't. So, you know, there's plenty of rare earth minerals in every country in the world. There's no need to destroy someplace to get them, unless you're trying to get them for free.
Okay, questions. Right. We have about 15 minutes left. Two questions. Number one, the Brexit, what's going on at the moment with what's happening in them coming out of EU. Is this all pre-planned and organised, and is it to punish the UK for the decision that the people made?
No, it's just stringing people along. You know, I was still in Cosmic Voice when that vote took place. In fact, they announced it live on the show, and I said what would happen, and here we are, 3.5 years later, and nothing's happened. It's a distraction. And when Brexit goes away, they'll come up with another distraction, which is likely Greta Thunberg. It's okay. All spinning the wheels again.
Yeah, and of course, it's sleight of hand. They're probably doing something with the other hand while they're saying, oh, look,
absolutely,
what's happening over here. Yeah, the sleight of hand.
That's correct.
Okay, Tash, who's a THI Ireland member, wants to know, were the Irish Druids of legend and in his story practicing good beliefs?
Not to my knowledge, no. They were involved in some of the pro-pagan Dar. There's good and bad in everything, you know. People talk about off-world groups and Pleiadians and Arcturians and, you know, the Orion group. And people decide, well, because someone came from Orion, or because someone came from, let's use Earth-based. Well, all Germans are Nazis. Well, are they? Mm. All Americans are warmongers. Well, are they? No. You know, and so there were elements of these cultures that were good, and they all got inverted.
Mm.
That's the problem. You know, you had the tribal people, the original, you know, they were doing good practices and being in part with nature. And then the hidden hand comes in and corrupts the whole lot of them. Mm. And so, you know, the Druids are connected, from my memory, to the Wiccan culture, which are not good either. And you've got a lot of these Wiccan people running around. All of those cultures and tribal people got corrupted with the Kalima or the Black Sun cult. Same people, cult of Ra. Same thing. Ra, known as the sun, solar god. It's the Black Sun, not the real sun. You know, and it's sad. You know, you've got a lot of people who like paganism. Well, there's parts of paganism that's okay, but there's a lot of it is corrupted. You could go through all the myths and the stories. You know, some people say the dragon groups are good, and then you've got an earth-based version of dragon groups that are just clearly not. You know, and so it's difficult. But a lot of things got inverted. The Illuminati, the original Illuminati, called the Gnostics, they got corrupted.
It seems to be the methods they use is that as soon as you have a group that's set up to do good, the infiltration takes place, and then it's the demise of the group, or it's labelled in some way. And that's just how they operate.
Like the Freemasons, you know, they were part of this secret knowledge originally. Mm. But would you trust the Freemasons now? Are all Freemasons bad? No. They lack knowledge of what they're actually involved in, which is the Black Sun cult, cult of Ra.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, we have 10 minutes left. Let's look on the positives and what's happening. One of the things that you said on, and I said I'd mention this on the show, so I'm going to throw it in quickly, was about the speeding up of time. We're all feeling it. Also, people are saying that it's like an aircraft going around, circling around the airport, waiting on clearance. Everybody's waiting on something, for something to happen. And you have mentioned about the event horizon and the energy changing. Do you want to kind of clarify what you think is going to happen or what you feel is going to happen?
We're spinning in a vortex, and we have been for a while, which is why the stars rotate if you do long exposure. From what I can tell and understand, we're coming out of that vortex, and then we have a choice, and that's up to every individual. And most people have already, if not all people, have already made their subconscious choice.
Okay, this is the Eastern West Gate you're talking about.
Yeah, you can describe it as that.
Okay.
Or going into the void. You know, that people think, oh, the void, oh, it's all dark, it's all black. Well, no, it's an empty space.
Okay.
With which people have the choice, and it's not just people either, it's all the other beings. With an empty space, you have a choice to create something. The non-creators will fail. The creators, you know, it's like the looking glass. It failed. Why? Because that time period was over, and it's up to the people to create a new one. So a void is a space that has no plan, but it's up to the people and the beings to create the plan to take all species forward.
And has the quantum system mapped everybody's intention on the planet?
Kim?
Well, it's something that constantly changes. You've got 5%, in my opinion, maybe even up to 10 on some days, of the people on the planet are just outright evil. And it doesn't matter what color your skin is or where you hail from, it just is. 10% are outright what you would call saintly. They're just wonderful people. They do everything for everybody else, and they're never going to change. And everybody else is somewhere in between. You know, there are days, you know, where it shifts more towards one side than shifts towards the other side. But as it relates to humanity as a whole, the system does have a section called human aptitude. So it will actually map out the thought process and all of these types of things if you want it to. I really don't use that feature because what is the point? You know, really, why do we care? You know, in other words, not in a negative way, but just from the standpoint of, well, if we're pumping out more source energy out of the central vortex, right? Okay, we can do that. And maybe we want to monitor the progress of that, right? Are more people waking up? Are more people doing good things? Is something changing? You know, okay, let's do more, right? Or, wow, that had a negative effect because everybody's going crazy. Well, maybe we shouldn't do so much. But it can monitor those types of things, but it's more preferable to monitor other things and other situations as it relates to restoration and progress. We have a long way to go.
We have a very long way to go. And we talk about the...
And it all comes down to what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Not me, not Kim, not Trump or Putin or this government or this organization. When you get it down to the brass tacks, it's what you, the individual, are you going to do? You know, and that's the key to it. People say, oh, I'm only one person. Well, no, you're not. If everyone suddenly around the world suddenly decides today, I'm going to care for people, the world changes.
And we can change it. We could change it tomorrow if everybody just changed their thinking.
Yeah, there's no executive order saying not to care for people. None. We do that. So we have the choice. We made that choice to do that, and we have that choice to not do that.
Oh, you know what? I kind of, one of the things that I say from a psychological point of view is, if you're asked to do something and your first thought process is, how can I get out of not doing that, then that kind of gives you an idea where your head is at.
Well, they're takers. They're not givers. And we need more givers and less takers. The taker, anyone who just takes, is no different to the cabal. It's just a different level.
Yeah, no, I don't agree. We just need to change. I'm kind of very pessimistic when it comes to the moving from the child mind to the adult mind. I've said that to you before on the show, Thomas, because it does take a lot to look inside you as an individual and to make that change and to use energy to do it. And in the world, you have givers and takers, and you know, I don't know.
But it's taken them far more energy because they're spending 24 hours a day looking outside of themselves for external things. You know, he's doing this, she's doing that. The God is outside of them when it's inside. You know, and everything's external. And it hasn't worked. So if it doesn't work, think and act different, and let's do a different way. Let's go internal and let's care. It's all very simple.
Yeah, I know. So simple. Right, okay. I'll just get a last word from you, Thomas and Kim, and we'll wrap things up finish there. So give us your last thoughts. I mean, we're coming up to, this is October now, we're coming up to the start of 2020, 2020 vision and all that. So what's your prediction for the future, or for at least coming up to next year?
Well, we've made giant progress, and people need to recognize that, not only as a collective, but as individuals. All of you have made enormous progress. Recognize it. You know, it's the external that's fallen apart. Why? It doesn't work anymore. So waiting for Kim or waiting for Trump or Putin or whoever else you want to follow, it hasn't worked. It's not meant to. This is the time of going within and fixing the self, and then encouraging others to do the same, and then combining as a force. That's it.
Okay, Kim?
Well, based on the call today, just remember you have a lot more power than you think you do. As an average everyday person who wants change, please stop focusing on what president's doing what and who's exiting where and all of these things, because at the end of the day, it's not going to change your personal life or the personal life of another person. There's plenty of people in this world with plenty of wonderful technologies, and these are average everyday people. Some of them aren't even scientists, and they just had an epiphany one day of something they could do to change the world. It's all noise. It's meant to distract you as a creative, powerful being from becoming what you could be and from what we as a society could be. Look here, not there. You know, well, we take this from you, you know? There's nothing stopping you, realistically, from changing the world. The world has always been changed, whether for the good or the bad, by one person. There are certain things that will live in infamy, that, you know, certain phrases and lines. But remember, at the end of the day, you have the power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have it in your hands. And the power comes from unity. Unity with like-minded people. Create the change. Send somebody for stem cell instead of trying to fight the U.S. government to get it. It's all over the world. Everybody's doing it. You know, make the change in that person's life. Make the change in your own life. Connect with your higher self. Spend 20 minutes a day with yourself. Learn to love yourself before you can love somebody else. You know, it's important. It's about what I have to say.
Okay, no, I really appreciate that. Focus on the things you can change, not the things you can't. I think that's the simple message there. Well, I'd just like to say a big thank you to Thomas and Kim and obviously Randy, who was on earlier on in the show, for coming on. And I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Great information as usual from everybody concerned. Onwards and upwards. We have 2020 around the corner. We have the end of the year to finish. The energies are changing. People are feeling it and people are seeing it as well. So there are positives out there. We just need to step up and be leaders and not followers, and to take on board what Thomas and Kim said there, and to and get involved and change your way of thinking, and think different. You know, take the energy, take the time to do it. For myself, Alan James, this is Circle of White Light Radio. Next week, I don't know who the guest is going to be, because it's going to be somebody from the Open Mind Conference anyway. We have it booked in for somebody from the Open Minds Conference. So I'll keep you posted. Watch the schedule on the website, and I'll put the post up there when I find out who it's going to be. But for myself anyway, have a great, great week. Take it easy, and love each other. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio on CircleofWhiteLight.com, focusing on solutions and thinking different.